This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington.
Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. I don't know whether you woke up with a song in your heart, but the birds seem to have done. That's a lot of activity, a lot of singing. Yeah, so it's a nice still morning. Not sunny yet. We have promise. We have promise for later, but it's quite still at the moment, which is really nice. Yesterday was a north wind. Day before was a south wind, southwest. So it's always changing. Have you wondered how you know when to change tack? Okay, so thinking about making decisions, thinking about changing direction of travel, changing tack, that's really a nautical term or a sailing term. So where you are tacking with the wind. So the wind's blowing in a particular direction and you catch it in the sails and you head off, letting it blow you forward, but also at an angle, in a direction that you want to go. But you want to keep going, but you then turn. And there's a word for it, but I don't know what it is because I'm not a sailor. And it flips around to the other way. The jib, I think. Is it the jib? Who knows? And it then catches the wind from the other direction. And there's still a forward movement, but it's a slightly different direction. So it's tacking. It's changing tack. We're heading over that direction, catching the wind. Now we're heading over this direction, catching the wind. And with alpacas and farming generally and stuff, then there are times when you are consistent, you are persistent, you just stubbornly, doggedly hang in there and keep going. And there are times to tack, there are times to change focus. You're still heading the right overall direction, but the focus is slightly different. And it's not always easy to know when to do that. When is the time to shift? When is the time to adjust your focus? This is the time for doing this, and now it's not. Well, we're governed by the weather in so many ways, the outside stuff that's happening, and that will determine the things that you can do. The ground is really wet. It's not worth getting a machine on there, getting a tractor out, getting a cord out on the paths. When it's this wet, we'll just churn the ground and turn it into liquid mud. It recovers eventually, but it makes a mess for now and generally makes things more complicated, more difficult. So there is a time and a season for not doing that. And there's a time and a season. We're going to have a couple of dry days and a bit of sun. I'm not sure what's happening with the wind at the same. Ideally, what you want is a bit of a wind and a bit of sun, and it will then dry out the ground a bit. And that's our problem, is the ground's too wet. Other places, the ground is too dry. And the vegetation is really dry. And that throws you into a new set of challenges. Different parts of the world. And still mindful of those in California and elsewhere, where that's the challenge that they're facing, is the dryness and the winds and the possibility of fire. And other people, it's the rain on top of wet ground, and it's flooding, and it's not allowing the animals to get access to where they need to be to graze. There's always something. Sometimes it's more of a problem, sometimes it's just a challenge, sometimes it's an issue or a question, and all of those things feed into the mix for you to decide whether it's time to tack, to change tack. And that may not be completely changing direction, but it may be just adjusting focus. And what's going on at the moment for you? Is it seasonal changing tack? Or is it a life season changing tack? Or is it a, this is just what's going on, we need to do things differently? Like when I lost my supplier of the food. The new food is working out really well. We're very, very pleased with it. And that's food in the UK. And it was through asking other people, what are you using? Getting some advice from others. And that brought up an option, really, that I hadn't considered. I was unaware of. And it sent me in a direction which took a while to work through. But now we have the food, and it's suiting the alpacas really well. Certainly in terms of them eating, in terms of its kind of chunky muesli type mix. No, not literally muesli, but it's kind of a mix of all the different bits and pieces. We're still soaking it. I'm not sure we need to, and they will eat it dry, and it seems to be not a problem for them to have it dry. So we do give them top up now and again with some dry. But it also, they've got used to having the dampened, you know, the sort of soaked food, and it seems to be suiting well. So we'll continue with that, certainly for now, and we're just adjusting rations as we go, making sure they've got enough through this cold spell and this time of year, because we're still in the midst of challenging times with the weather, with the temperatures and the things that they need. So that's, the food is a good solution. You're not in the UK, it's not going to be very helpful to you, but there will be a link in the episode notes. I'll put their point to you in that direction, just in case you're interested. It's worth checking out what the different foods have got in them, the mix of the, you know, the level of protein and the level of various bits and pieces. They're all pretty similar. Some are much higher in one thing or the other. There are reasons for that. Whether you can make sense of all of the data to say, oh, I must have this level of copper, or I must have this level of selenium. It needs to be there. It needs to be the right level, not the wrong level. And that's why some of these cattle feeds and the other things, they just got the wrong mix in them in terms of the level of copper, for example. I know that's a problem for some of the feeds. You shouldn't be feeding them just anything. Need to check that the level is appropriate for the alpacas in particular. So this is an alpaca llama mix, and works really well. Oh, a cruising cormorant. Oh, it was a big blackbird heading over the top of me, and it's had a good look around. What's just checking me out? Is it safe to land on the lake or not? It's looping round again. It's coming lower. I think it's going to land. And oh, I don't know. Perhaps I'm a bit too close. It's having a good think. I think it's going to kind of loop round and head back to the far end of the lake. Oh, it's coming in. Here it goes. Whoa. Actually, I've not seen them do that. Such a glide and a thing. Oh, that was a nice landing. Well done. So that's an adult. We've still got some with the white fronts. I guess they're not going to be around for so much longer because they'll be molting and the feathers will come in. So the juveniles have got a white front, or had. So coming into this next year, they're probably going to be... I'm not going to be able to work out that they're a juvenile. Haven't seen cormorant for a few days, but that one's just come in. Heard the geese the other day, but they flew over, they didn't land. And we haven't got the... Yeah, the swans are not around at the moment either. So, yeah. But we do have the geese. Not the geese. We have the ducks. And there are still some little grebes and our usual moorhens. It's being around and spending some time. When you slow down, don't just... I'm going through the valley. You're not going to see much. But when you slow down and when you take time to sit and stand and stare and smell the roses. Oh, no. No roses at the moment. But you know what I mean. Slow down and just watch things and listen to things. Notice, that's the thing. What's catching your attention? Sound of water running in the background, but also the birds. Flight across the valley, flight along the valley, circling birds high up. We get a lot of the seabirds. We're not that far from the sea, but it's a number of miles. So they kind of come in sometimes with the bad weather. They'll come in away from the sea, maybe more inland, and sometimes they're just around and they've got used to being around where the farming's going on, as the gulls particularly like following on behind tractors and that kind of thing. But a lot of the time they're up, and when it's windy, it's really interesting to see who's out and about, who's in the air, cruising, surfing the wind. It just looks like that is what they're doing. They are enjoying hanging in the wind, facing into the where the wind's blowing into their face, facing into it and just riding that and just kind of floating and just little adjustment of the tail and the wings, and they just catch, the wind catches the sail of their wings and they tack in a different direction. And I haven't seen it that recently, but when they do the surfing over the trees where the wind's blowing in the other direction, it comes, and when it hits the trees on the hill, it has to kind of rise up and the wind speeds up, and you get this must be amazing waves of wind coming up and over the trees, and the birds will follow and kind of fly into it and just kind of surf it. So it's quite amazing. And then they're having reached the front edge of the trees, they just kind of open the wings again, and it catches them, and they whoo, and they're back to the beginning, and they do it all over again, and it's for no purpose that I can tell. Are they looking for prey? No, I don't think so. Not the right kind of birds. Are they? No, it's just the trees and the wind. That's what they're doing. Practicing flying, yes. Could be doing some training, some growth in their skills, but equally they could just be enjoying themselves. Hard to believe? No. When you've been around a bit, you start to realise that some of the stuff that animals are doing is just because they like to. You see that with the alpacas. There are things that they do just because they like to. Like rolling. They like to roll. Like wiping themselves on the fence. That's practical. They've got an itch. But also, they do like to walk in the fence, pushing up against the fence, or against the branches and the trees. So the ones that are down, we still haven't finished processing all the trees that got blown down in the recent storm. So those ones, they've been walking in a lot. They've also been stripping off the bark. Not eating the conifer leaves quite as much, which is good, because I don't really want them to. A bit of that, but they are chewing at the bark and stripping off the bark. And other times you see some of them, they've got a muddy nose. They've been chewing at the ground. They know what they want, and I'm assuming it's for minerals type things rather than the texture of the mud. And then others, they really enjoy the Alpha A, the chopped alfalfa. Alpha A original. That's one of their staple kind of foods that we're giving them. They're enjoying the grass, but there's some bits that they'll have and some bits they won't. And there will be a change, not yet, little indicators, but there's not the big change yet. But at some point the alpacas will change tack and they will focus on particular areas for grazing different to where they're currently going. There are places at the moment, a lot of that's to avoid the wind, I think, but there are other places that they go to, and they will take the new grass coming through, and that's going to be them changing tack. Having raised the question of how do you know when it's time to tack, here's three suggestions. One, things are slowing down. The wind's not blowing, you're not catching the wind. When you're sailing, you need to think about changing direction, pick up the wind again. If it's things are slowing down, if things are not going as you expected them to, so things are not going with the intensity you expected it to, it may be time for a tack, to change tack. The second area is if you're not going the right direction, what if you're not heading in the right direction? Well, we've already said that we kind of head in the roughly the right direction, but sometimes the focus is slightly different. But what would that look like if you're really not heading in the right direction? It definitely could be time to change tack. And the third area of knowing when it's time to change tack is a sense in your heart. This is not what I want to be doing. This is not how I want to be doing it. This is not really achieving what I originally intended, what I originally had the passion for, what I originally saw and had. Now, it could be that you had the wrong idea. It could be that you started off with a naive, romantic notion of what it was like to keep alpacas, and it's not really quite like that. We often fool ourselves, I think that's true. But equally, it could be that we started off with the wrong idea. Or it could be that things have changed just so much. The place we're headed, the place we are, is just no longer relevant. And that's time for change of tack. It could be that you need to involve other people. It could be you need to get people coming on the farm. It could be you need to be thinking about breeding and adding numbers to your herd. Ooh. Did I really encourage you to do that? No, that's on you. That's on you if you go that direction, adding new animals to you. Steve said, I need to buy some more alpacas. No, I didn't say that. I'm just inviting you to think, what is it that's going on? And what would changing tack look like? But it could be that the scale is wrong. You need to upscale. You need to be in a slightly different position than you currently are. Or you need to downscale, because the times have changed, the season's changed for you, for circumstances, for the age of the animals or whatever it is. So there's three ideas of when it's ready to change tack. So what else is going on with you? Are you finding jobs to be done? Winter jobs? Challenging with the weather times, I know, but... And what if you're on the other side of the world? Hi in Australia, sending out my greetings. Going into summer. Hope you're having a good time as we're changing seasons and going into that other phase. And new challenges. Always there are challenges with each of these seasons. So hope you're doing well down in Australia, over in Australia. Whatever it is. From me, it feels like down. I don't know why we say that, but it's kind of the way we look at a map, I guess. With the UK at the centre. It used to be, didn't it? We had the UK at the centre and everything was... Oh, dear. So, if you can, go spend some time with your alpacas. Enjoy the moment. See what you're noticing. See what you're seeing. See if there's a need to change tack. That's not a complete change of direction. It's just working with the prevailing winds and keeping propelling you forward. Take care. See you again soon.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.